USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department expects enhanced unemployment checks to go out in roughly 2 weeks. That's according to White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow. As far as how much to be expecting, it will vary by state, but Kudlow says
the baseline of unemployment benefits from states is roughly $400, okay, per person per week. That's the median. On top of that, the federal government is going to put in $300, so that will give the benefit overall of $700.
In cities such as Kansas City, Chicago, and St. Louis, the murder rate at the end of June was on average 37% higher than it was at the end of May. Kansas City is on pace to shatter its record for homicides in a year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Folks in Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin are still cleaning up after a dangerous storm moved through the area on Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
A huge windstorm called a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday, knocking out power and leaving behind a trail of damage. It blew up in eastern Nebraska, spreading all the way to Ohio.
Black Lives Matter members in Chicago held a rally on Monday to support the more than 100 people that were arrested following widespread looting and rioting that caused at least $60 million in property damage in the city and saw 13 police officers injured. The rally organized by Ariel Atkins.
People in this city are struggling through a pandemic, so I don't care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes.
Atkins also saying the businesses have insurance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Obamas and Jill Biden are the keynote speakers for next week's Democratic National Convention, Democrats announcing their lineup of speakers for the virtual convention. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Ohio Governor John Kasich will open for former First Lady Michelle Obama on Monday. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel is no fan of the Democrats' platform.
We already know what's going to happen with the DNC. They're going to hide Biden as much as possible. They're going to highlight the policies that the Democrat Party has embraced, the Green New Deal, raising taxes on 82% of Americans, open borders, defund the police, let's embrace China, let's embrace Cuba. I mean, the things that Democrats are proposing will bankrupt this country and take us in a totally different radical direction.
McDaniel speaking there on Fox News. The executive orders President Trump signed late Saturday night have many folks wondering if the president has the executive authority to do so. Some in his own party are questioning that, including Republican Senators Ben Sasse and Rand Paul. One person who does feel, though, that the president has the authority is Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona.
There's constitutional authority that says everything's supposed to originate in the legislature for spending. That's for sure. But Congress has delegated this stuff, in my opinion, ridiculously overly broad. And so I want to see what he's going to do with this.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.